Good morning, and welcome to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona studios. Rick Hansen, PhD, is a psychologist and New York Times best-selling author. He's been invited to speak at NASA, Oxford, Stanford, Harvard, and meditation centers worldwide. His books are available in 28 languages and include Making Great Relationships, Hardwiring Happiness, Just One Thing, and Mother Nurture. His work has been featured on the BBC, CBS, NPR, and other major media. And now, Just One Thing. What's your deepest nature? The practice? Be home. Why? Throughout history, people have wondered about human nature. Deep down, are we basically good or bad? When the body is not disturbed by hunger, thirst, pain, or illness, and when the mind is not disturbed by threat, frustration, or rejection, then most people settle into their resting state. This is a sustainable equilibrium in which the body refuels and repairs itself, and the mind feels peaceful, happy, and loving. I call this the responsive mode. In a sense, this is our home base, our fundamental nature as human beings. Obviously, I'm not talking about the physical location where a person lives. We are still engaged with the world, still participating with pleasure and passion, but on the basis of a background sense of safety, sufficiency, and connection. But when the body or mind are disturbed, perhaps by overwork and fatigue, or by the cough of a nearby lion a million years ago, or a frown across the dinner table today, Mother Nature has endowed us with hair trigger mechanisms that drive us from our resting state. Fight, flight, freeze systems in the body get activated, and related experiences of fear, anger, disappointment, and drivenness, and loneliness, shame, and spite occur in the mind. When we experience chronic stress, even if it's mild, this state of affairs in which the body gets worn down and depleted and the mind gets frazzled, pressured, prickly, worried, and blue becomes the new normal. It's a kind of ongoing inner homelessness. I call it the reactive mode, a disturbance of physical and psychological equilibrium that helped our ancestors survive to see the sunrise. But today, it undermines well-being, wears down long-term health, and can shorten your lifespan. These two modes of living, responsive and reactive, are the foundation of human nature. We have no choice about the core need they attempt to meet: safety, satisfaction, and connection, nor about the brain's capacity to be in either mode. Our only choice is which mode we're in. Happily, the responsive mode is the resting state, the default of body and mind. It's what we return to when we're not rattled. In the language of systems theory, the responsive mode is the most fundamental strange attractor in the dynamic processes of your brain. Therefore, this mode is your underlying nature, not the reactive one. You don't have to scratch and claw your way to the mountaintop. If whatever is disturbing you comes to an end, you'll soon come home to the lovely, sunny meadow that has always been there, even if it was hidden by the fogs and shadows of a troubled body or mind. Our deepest nature is peace, not hatred, happiness, not greed, love, not resentment or shame, and wisdom, not confusion. As soon as you have a sense of this natural home base, you are home, because body and mind are inclined toward the responsive mode. Any sense of ease in the body or feeling of calm, contentment, or caring in the mind will start activating related responsive circuits in your brain. Your body and mind want to come home. That's where energy is conserved for the marathon of life, where learning is consolidated, where resources are built rather than expended, and where pains and traumas are healed. Your whole being is always leaning toward home. Can you let yourself tip forward into your deepest nature? How? Let it sink in that your human nature is to be peaceful, happy, loving, and wise. Be at home in your body. Take a breath and exhale slowly, abiding as a body relaxing. Get a sense of being in this body, inhabiting it. Nothing needs to be a particular way for you to be at home in it. For example, whether it is tall or short, heavy or light, young or old, you can find an immediacy, presence, and familiarity with this body, as it is that it feels like coming home. Be at home in your senses. Be aware of sounds coming and going, known without effort. Pick a touch or taste and allow yourself for some seconds to be at home in it. Be at home in action. In the simple reaching for a cup, be present in it. Keep noticing the workings of action, that it is being successful and thus safe to give yourself wholly over to it. Be at home here, wherever you are. Take some seconds to become familiar with it. Let go into truly being in this setting, this location. Be at home at this moment, right now. Be present with whatever is happening. Let there be a sense of arriving again and again. Be at home in life, being the ripe fruit of 3.5 billion years of evolution, cousin to every other living thing, even sharing about a fifth of our DNA with that of a banana. Be at home in this universe. We are here in this Milky Way galaxy, distinct from several hundred billion other ones. Now, nearly 14 billion years after the universe began, built from stardust, cousin as well to every physical thing, awash in the sea of quantum foam that is our common nature. If it is meaningful for you, be at home in your personal sense of whatever may transcend the material universe. Perhaps an intuition of that which is unconditioned, always just prior to conditioned phenomenon. A perception of a kind of light shining through the stained glass of our lives. A knowing presence, a love, a consciousness beyond our own. For most of our time on this planet, people usually spent their lives within a few hundred miles of where they were born, doing much of the same thing each day with the same people in their band or village, embedded in a culture that changed little from century to century. These external factors provided a stable sense of home, but they are largely tattered and even shattered today. Be confident and happy that your growing internal sense of home is your anchor and refuge amidst the jostling currents in the stream of economic and social changes we live in these days. Know what it feels like to be at home. Knowing the sense of home is like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs that will help you to come home again. It's good to be home. You are listening to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. And here's another Just One Thing. Lean into good on first waking. What do you think about when you first wake up? The practice, lean into good on first waking. Why? Since neurons that fire together wire together, time spent in the responsive mode gradually strengthens its neural substrates, like deepening the keel of a boat so you can sail through life without its winds knocking you over. And what better time when the mind brain is like a sponge during the first minutes after waking? So I'll often try to find a sense of peace, relaxed, safe, not at war with anything or anyone. Happiness, there is enough, fortunate, contented, and love, feeling cared about, compassionate, and kind. And once found, let these sink in. These early moments are precious, open with possibility, graced by stillness, sacred. They are a gift. May we receive them. Or consider our three fundamental needs, loosely linked to the three-stage evolution, to simplify reptile, mammal, primate, human of the brain. Avoid harm, approach rewards, and attach to others. When we experience that these needs are met, the brain naturally defaults to its home base, its responsive mode, in which the body refuels and repairs itself, and the mind dwells in a basic sense of peace, happiness, and love. In terms of our needs to avoid, approach, and attach. You could be aware of a deep purpose, aspiration, or guiding light. Give yourself over to this calling, letting it carry you along. This is a personally important practice for me. Another one I do is to find refuge in things that support me. For example, classic refuges are a teacher, a body of teachings, or the community of the taught. People also take refuge in mindfulness, the power of reason, practice, inner light, the fact of connection, or their sense of something divine. Take a moment to get a feeling for each refuge and let it sink in. For example, you could relax into your body, feeling the truth that you are actually all right right now. Or you could open to gratitude. Or bring to mind someone you care about, perhaps sleeping beside you, and soften into love. This practice is really natural and simple. On first waking, rest your mind upon one or more things that are good for you. During these first few minutes, your mind and brain are very receptive to influence. If, hypothetically, a loud alarm suddenly began clanging, you'd probably feel rattled for hours. On the other hand, if someone you love suddenly began telling you how much he or she cared for you, you'd probably feel good for hours. So, at this delicate and lovely time in the morning, why not influence your mind and brain yourself? There is a traditional saying that the mind takes its shape from whatever it rests upon, for better or worse. Instead of resting it upon planning, worrying, or stressing about your day, how about taking a little time to receive and embrace something more positive, which would set up your whole day for the better, especially if you are prone, as many are, to anxiety or blues in the morning. Then, as your day unfolds, from time to time, you could return to the feelings and intentions you established when you first awoke to replenish yourself in a quick pit stop on the road of life. How? This practice is really natural and simple. On first waking, rest your mind upon one or more things that are good for you. For example, you could relax into your body, feeling the truth that you are actually all right right now. Or you could open to gratitude, or bring to mind someone you care about, perhaps sleeping beside you, and soften into love. You could be aware of a deep purpose, aspiration, or guiding light, giving yourself over to this calling, letting it carry you along. This is a personally important practice for me. Another one I do is to find refuge in things that support me. For example, classic refuges are a teacher, a body of teaching, or the community of the taught. People also take refuge in mindfulness, the power of reason, practice, inner light, the fact of connection, or their sense of something divine. Take a moment to get a feeling for each refuge and let it sink in. These early moments are precious, open with possibility, graced by stillness, sacred. They are a gift. May we receive them. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. Are you all over the place? The practice. Rest in center. Why? In upsetting situations or relationships, you could find refuge, a kind of center, in the answers to these questions. What's really true? What matters most? What's out of my hands? What are the most important things to do and to be? Even when we are anxious, sad, irritated, feeling inadequate or depressed, there is a deeper place that is undisturbed. Awareness keeps working, the peaceful space in which experiences come and go. Deep down, there is inviolate wisdom, a still, small voice at the heart of you. To borrow a metaphor from The Lord of the Rings, no matter how thick and dark the clouds, stars are always still shining, filling empty space with light. Be aware of desires darting out into the world, reaching for this, pushing away that. Feel what it's like to rest more in balance, present with life, but not disturbed by compulsive desires. Open to a healthy disenchantment about the actual results of chasing this or going to war with that. In upsetting situations or relationships, you could find a refuge, a kind of center, in the answer to these questions. What's really true? What matters most? What's out of my hands? What are the most important things to do and to be? How? Most of the inputs into your brain come from inside your own body, from your heart and lungs and other organs. Ancient structures in your brainstem and subcortex, such as the hypothalamus, begin the process of turning these signals into the fundamental feeling of what it's like to be alive. Then, more recently evolved regions of your brain, the insulas, inside each of the temporal lobes on the sides of your head, refine these signals further into the embodied feeling of coherent, continuous being. This primal sense of being a body is at the core of the stream of consciousness, and unless you are in extreme pain, tuning into it is immediately centering. So follow the internal sensations of a single breath, the movements of the diaphragm just under your rib cage, the expansion and contraction of the chest, the coolness of inhaling compared to exhaling, and notice how this feels. Try this for 10 breaths. Counting them softly in your mind, if you like. You could also be particularly aware of breathing in the area of your heart or in the center of gravity of the body, a few inches below your navel. See if you can get a sense of your body as a whole, along with an attitude of acceptance, not judging. Doing this will activate neural networks on the sides of your brain that support the sense of being peacefully present in the moment. It will also reduce activation of the default network running down the middle and the top of your brain that fosters mind wandering and taking life too personally. Also, tune into your good intentions. The goodness altogether at the core of you. Know your own benevolence, compassion, and kindness. This knowing is very centering. Be aware of desires darting out into the world, reaching for this, pushing that away. Feel like it's what it's like to rest more in balance. Present with life, but not disturbed by compulsive desires. Open to a healthy disenchantment about the actual results of chasing this or going to war with that. In upsetting situations or relationships, you could find refuge, a kind of center, in the answers to these questions. What's really true? What matters most? What's out of my hands? What are the most important things to do and to be? You've been listening to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilient Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.